Thirdly, in terms of the building of a infrastructure, communications, trying to link this vast country together. On many of these goals, the government also did quite well, not least because they were able to get credit from overseas. And then fourthly, and perhaps most importantly for China's future, even though when the war did break out in 1937, it was clear that the Chinese forces were no match for Japan, for the Japanese forces. The country was still able to survive. There was enough of a preparation for a war that Chiang Kai-shek knew was coming, that China was able to survive militarily through 8 long years of war. And again, this is a kind of development that I think few people who were observing the new regime coming into being in 1928 would have thought possible. So in that sense, you know, there are lots of positives with regard to this regime, very often overlooked in my view by people who analyzed it at the time, and even some of those historians who've been looking back at it, particularly compared to the developments during the latter part of the People's Republic of China, often tend to see this as a period that was a period of weakness for China itself, a period of corruption and authoritarian rule and giving in to Japanese pressure. Now, there was a side of it, which I'll explain in a moment, that also connects up to that. But that, in my view, is not the overarching picture, the way it is seen by many historians, both in China and abroad, who writing about the Republican era in China today.